We've got our good buddy live in studio, part of that great group that will run the Staten Island baseball team, Eric Scheffler. He's been with us a bunch of times, talking about the possible team names for the Staten Island team. We're really excited about this venture here at WABC. John and Margo Katsimatidis, congrats again. Everything we expect, at least, from concerts to family events to all kinds of cool stuff. But right now, we're talking baseball. So the last time you were here, I believe we were down to a couple of team names, and I think we're still kind of there, right, Eric?
We're almost there. You know, the fan engagement has been so intense and overwhelming that we decided to kind of go to one last round.
One more round. Are you surprised by the amount of people that are really enthusiastic about this? Because I am.
I'm heartened by it.
Yeah.
Surprised. I think what was most surprising was, you know, we got 2,000 submissions. 2,000.
Wow.
I don't want to say different, but 2,000 submissions, and so many of them were real. They were people genuinely saying, this is what I feel about Staten Island, and this is what I want the team name to be. They weren't, you know, just one-off kind of joke names, like really serious names, and that made it harder, and it's made the process really harder. And the final choice is not going to be easy.
So when will that final choice be announced?
We are going to announce it in the middle of November.
And
that is a hard date.
Before Thanksgiving.
Because we want to have a website ready, and we want holiday shopping to be ready, and we want people out there with our Fairy Hawk, Dragon Slayer, Harbor Hero merchandise, and we need to be selling tickets.
But you're not going to be able to get any of that stuff because of the supply issue. Right?
Yeah, you got to wait till March.
We will have everything ready by available for sale for the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays.
So what are the three names that we're down to right now? Three?
We are down to three.
All right.
Harbor Heroes.
That's yours, right? You like that one?
I think I like that the best, yeah.
Fairy Hawks.
Good.
And the last is Dragon Slayers.
I'm with Bernie.
The alliteration, the HH, Harbor Heroes. I love alliteration. I don't know why.
Yeah, plus heroes.
Heroes.
So many of our first responders do come from Staten Island. And, it's the guardian of the harbor. As you enter New York Harbor, it's perfect. Perfect.
I'll give you a great story. A young lady submitted Harbor Heroes, and she emailed the borough president, her mom did, to say she was so excited about the contest and so excited that baseball was coming back to Staten Island. Borough president called me up and sent me the email. I called her mom, said, why don't you bring her out to the stadium this weekend? I gave her, you know, a private tour, showed her everything. And, you know, I asked her, why did you choose Harbor Heroes? And she gave this amazing answer about teachers and nurses and students and firefighters and police officers and how everyone just worked together, you know, and battled through the pandemic. And it was very, you know, very symbolic of what Staten Island represents.
Sure.
And it's a great name. Fairy Hawks, I know, was a name you guys both liked also. Dragon Slayers has a lot of, you know, interesting appeal. We're going to find a way to incorporate all of them.
Oh, you are?
We are. I've got several ideas. I mean, you know, as we've talked about, we are an independent team. So what comes next is really what's exciting, right? We got to find a manager, and then we're going to have, you know, tryouts for Staten Island players. We have to recruit a team. Like, we don't get our players given to us.
I kind of joked a moment ago that Aaron Boone was back in the Bronx yesterday, first time since the season ended. And there's still some thought out there he may get fired by the Yanks. So if he does, you guys should hire him.
Well, you know, the Yankees are an investor in our team, and Randy Levine has been an amazing ally and supporter of this. And
love Randy Levine.
We are confident the Yankees will be there to help us in, you know, whatever way we need as we build this franchise from a marketing and other aspects.
So are we still soliciting, you know, opinions on the website, WABCRadio.com?
WABCRadio.com/baseball. People can still vote through Sunday.
Oh, through Sunday?
Through Sunday.
Okay.
We like to give people the weekend.
Right, of course. That's usually the home and nothing else to do, so they'll do this. All right, so now, again, you got the team name done, and what is the very next? I know you mentioned a bunch of things.
Very next step. Hire a general manager and a senior baseball operation.
You have a short list of names right now?
We do. I expect we'll make an announcement with that in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, you really? That quickly?
And then manager moves quickly. You know, one thing I was thinking about, I wanted your guys' opinion on, we have to put together the ticket plans and the promotions. So
right.
What are your guys' favorite promotions that you like to see at a baseball game when you go?
Promotions. I like D-battery nights. No, I kid, I jest. You know, some sort of bobblehead, a Katsimatidis bobblehead doll, perhaps.
Or a Bernie and Sid bobblehead.
I was going to say Bernie and Sid bobblehead.
I always like it when they have those silly races, when the hot dog races against, like Milwaukee does that very, very
well. We could have ferries racing against each other.
There you go. Something like that always works. What else they do at baseball games? At
baseball games? Well, we could have they give away, what is it?
Well, they do the Heritage Nights, too. Don't forget that. Israeli Heritage Night, Hispanic Heritage Night,
Greek
Heritage Night. That always helps.
Some sort of fungal bat night or something
there
like
that. There
you go. Not real bats.
When I was a kid, they gave you a real bat when you went to
the stadium. I know that. In the Bronx, that was a very dangerous time.
Skulls were cracked.
And, of course, if you know Sid Rosenberg, you have to have a housewife night. So we'll make sure you get a housewife in New Jersey out there. Otherwise, there's a million things you can do that involve just everyday folks. You have to have a back to blue night.
Right.
And celebrate the police officers on Staten Island, as we're going to do here coming up next week, and the fire department people and all that type of stuff. So that you never go out of things to do. That's easy. The harder part is field a good baseball team.
The harder part is field a good team and get your player network out there and find baseball operations people who have pretty deep networks into the minor leagues, into Latin America, and they can go out and recruit a team for you.
Right.
It's not easy to do. And it's not easy.
Even Asia, too. Bobby Valentine's got all those. He's up in Connecticut right now doing nothing, hanging out at Sacred Heart.
I'm feeling pretty good that we've got a couple things up our sleeve that are going to put us in a very competitive...
Did you hire Gary Perone from the taken from Steve Cohen and the Cyclones?
I am not taking any comments on
anyone. Oh, congratulations,
we're
Gary.
Stealing from anybody. So announcements will be coming on a lot of hirings very quickly. But, you know, the cultural thing's interesting because when we're talking about, you know, what John talks about is not just a baseball team, but a sports and entertainment complex. And that means cultural festivals. So we don't have to have just Greek Day at the baseball game. We can have a whole Greek cultural festival in the stadium.
And being that we just celebrated Columbus Day, as my buddy Joe Nunziata reminds me, Italian Day in the stadium. And a lot of Italian people live on Staten Island anyway. So, yeah, that works. That works well.
Have you guys taken the fast ferry yet over?
Not yet. Have you, Bernie?
The fast ferry? No, I'm not even familiar with
it. It is, the city opened it up. By the end of August, it is an 18-minute ride from Battery Park to Staten
Island. That's all it is.
And it is 30 minutes from, I think it's Pier 79, which is 39th on the West Side Highway.
Yes.
It's 30 minutes there. I take it a lot to the stadium. It is a stunning view the way you go up the Hudson and then see the Statue of Liberty and then head to the stadium. The fast ferry literally stops 100 yards from the right field entrance at the stadium.
Wow. It's down on Wall Street on the Manhattan side?
Yep. Down right off of in Battery Park. Pier 79 on the Upper West Side and Battery Park. That's a game changer for Staten Island.
Amazing.
It's a game changer for us in terms of people who want to come to concerts and games. You know, you get this incredible view.
Yeah.
You can get a beverage. You can get food. And it drops you right off at the stadium. The view's unreal.
It's definitely a touristy thing to do. I mean, I love doing it myself just for the hell of the fun. I have nowhere to go in Staten Island but just take a ride and enjoy the view.
Well, I do love the ferries too, wouldn't you?
What was the ride length before the 18 minutes? What is the normal?
The regular ferry is about 35 minutes, but it doesn't head up the west side. That is one of the benefits now as it goes up the west side and it cuts it in half to the Wall Street.
Sweet.
Wow.
So it's
sweet.
You know, it's great for
and right next to the stadium. This is going to be fantastic.
Right next to the stadium, and you know, Sid, as you said, it's the views as you're doing it. Or
gorgeous.
It's worth the $2.75 just for the boat ride.
Yep, and the occasional body floating face down.
That's always fun. I actually just took the ferry not to Staten Island, but from Wall Street to for the 9/11 the Tunnel to Towers race.
That's right.
At 6 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
to the IKEA, I guess, in Brooklyn. But I take those ferries. I used to live on Hanover Square, down by Wall Street, 3-block walk from the ferries, and we just go to Dumbo just to spend the day and get some ice cream, get some burgers, get some pizza. Those ferries are fun. I mean, the kids love it. It's a whole experience on a really nice day. That ferry is like it's taking a boat ride.
And you get
really cool.
As he said, you can get a beverage.
And you get a beverage.
And a beverage and a snack. But, yeah, I think the concept where people or tourists can take the ferry. There's an Empire Mall outlet. The stadium will be next to it. We'll have a retail store open.
Wow.
They can come by, you know, Ferry Hawk, Dragon Slayer, Harbor Hero merchandise, maybe get a stadium tour. You can really see a lot of marketing opportunities that will be good for Staten Island because we can draw more traffic and more foot traffic there.
Awesome. This is very, very exciting, Eric. Yeah. We've been excited about it since the day you announced the group that bought the team, obviously. Will there be a Frank Morano night? He's a Staten Islander. Honor the great Frank Morano.
I think there will be. Can we do that as a bobblehead, too? We do have a competition, which bobblehead sells the most.
Oh, let's do that. I'm all into that. I love that stuff. I did it once. Me and Joe Beningo We were the Midday Show partners on WFAN in 2003, and the Brooklyn Cyclones did a Joe and Sid bobblehead night. I still have it, by the way. It's cute. But looking forward, more forward to this with Bernie at your stadium. So congratulations, and one more time for the folks who still want to vote through Sunday, where do they go?
WABCradio.com/baseball.
Baseball. And Ferry Hawks, Harbor Heroes, and Dragon Slayers. Those are the three.
I think we know where it's going. But anyway, Eric Shuffler.
I don't know where it's going.
Thanks very much for appearing. We'll see you again, and we'll discuss the results.
And I look forward to coming back with some of our baseball people to talk about what the team's going to look like in the season.
Can't wait for that. Really excited about that part of this whole deal.
Okay, thank you,
Eric. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.